Janelle slid behind her huge mahogany desk and crossed her sheer stockinged legs as she dialed the phone. Her secretary came in with a coffee, and she nodded thanks to her as she left it for her. Janelle picked up the coffee and took a sip while she waited for the person she was calling to pick up. Billy, how you doing? Awesome, Janelle. Are we on for tonight? It's your Pilates class tonight, right? Ha. My house, or something else? More than that. Yeah, tonight's on, but I got Chris to agree to getting hypnotized by you to help him quit smoking. Oh, I can't hypnotize him for that. When you wanted him turned into a girl, it won't take. I know, you told me that. I remember. The smoking is just an excuse to get him in there. Then you can implant all the other specifics to get him to start wanting to be a woman. Once he's transformed, he'll want to do nothing more than be a woman and won't give a hoot who I'm with. Heck, he'll probably want a guy, too. Remember, though, Janelle, you have to do a lot to get him there. Training, associating of women's clothes with pleasure, helping him with makeup and presentation. It isn't a cakewalk. He probably should have a libido enhancer to help with the associations as well. Billy, we've been through all of this, remember? I think you need some memory drugs. When can I bring him in? Don't. I don't need a record of this in my practice. I'll just do it at your place one night. Okay, let's do it tonight. Tonight? What about us? I'd rather get moving on this right away. Can't you just leave him in a trance for a while after you set the thoughts going on in his head? Oh, and I need to lose weight, too. Maybe you can hypnotize me for that. Okay, fine. I'll be sure to bring the meds for that, too, and I can hypnotize you for that. I didn't feel much different when I woke up the morning after Janelle had Bill hypnotize me. I still had to have my smoke. I guess she really wanted to get moving on our changes since she canceled her Pilates class, and she never does that. She never cancels any of her night meetings, whether it's Pilates, or knitting, or bridge, or the book club, or the ladies' guild, or whatever. It was an interesting thing being hypnotized. I didn't even know what happened, other than seeing Billy as he woke me up. He was buttoning his shirt as he did it, and he shoved some pill bottles in my hand and gave me instructions on when and how many to take. Then he told me if I needed to reinforce Janelle doing or not doing something, I just had to use the words, "You really don't want," followed by whatever it is you want her to not want, like a piece of cake and so on. Janelle came down the stairs, fixing her hair as Billy was leaving. Weird. It was as if her and Billy were up to something. Why would he be buttoning his shirt and her fixing her hair? Well, the next morning, and I was still smoking. Maybe the pills will help. I ate breakfast, took the pills, and went off to work. Janelle was downstairs on the stepmaster when I left. She yelled up to me, "Have a good day, sweetie. See you tonight. Don't forget to take your pills." I waved goodbye to her from the top of the stairs. "Took them. You too, baby." The day went fast. I figured out how much money we had now, and the numbers were crazy. We could do whatever we wanted. I decided to take a few weeks off and enjoy life for a while. Maybe I could find something else to entertain myself with. I went home and told Janelle, "Hey, sweetie, I decided to take a few weeks off. Want to join me? We are filthy rich." Janelle was in the kitchen drinking a martini and looking through the fridge. She was an awesome cook. She always wanted to teach me how to cook, but somehow I was never able to do it as well as she did. So she'd come home first and she'd do the cooking, unless we were going out. She came over and gave me a hug and a peck on the lips. "Sure, I could use some time off. Why not? Hey, big boy, do you want to go out for dinner? I can't seem to find anything I want to cook. Did you take your pills today? Yep, took them. Still want to smoke, though. I don't think it's going to work. Sure, let's go out for dinner. Okay, have a drink and I'll take a quick shower. Then when you're showering, I'll get your clothes out for you and get dressed myself. Sounds great. I showered, and when I came out, Janelle was dressed in 5-inch, spiked, strappy, black high heels, a low-cut, short black dress, and had a grin from ear to ear. She came over to my naked body, grabbed my cock, and pulled on it. Maybe this baby needs a little attention, eh? She knelt on the floor and took it in her mouth. I hadn't had a BJ from her in years. God, it felt good. What was she up to? While she was doing that, she slid some silky panties against my legs and over my bottom, and then rubbed my cock dry with them, sliding the smooth, silky fabric against it. She brought me to the edge of coming several times, and then she stood up. Okay, baby, let's get something to eat. Put on those panties and the clothes I put out for you, and we can go. I looked at the bed, and she had a bra that matched those panties, and some beige silk pants, and a black shirt. I looked back at her with surprise on my face, and she answered me, "That's right. Put them on. You know you'd like to anyway, wouldn't you?" She looked at me, as if waiting for a response, and then she said it again. My mind was racing, trying to figure out why I felt like I did. "You know you'd like to anyway, wouldn't you?" All of a sudden, I knew that I wanted to. I didn't know what happened, but after she said that, my brain said, "Of course I do. I'd be an idiot not to." I immediately put them on, and actually loved the way they felt. My cock was harder than it ever was these days. I was horny as a goat for some reason. I looked in the mirror as I was putting on my pants. I saw the ridiculous sight I made, like a Ken doll in bra and panties, but it felt perfectly right somehow. It felt erotic and sensual. The silkiness of the panties and the constriction of the bra felt luscious. I flattened my cock against my belly in the panties and finished getting dressed. Now I know I'm under a hypnotic spell. I hope you enjoyed this story. I have many more stories with so many different themes on my website, jackdominates.com.